New lawsuit has been filed against the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation Department, citing what they call medically unnecessary rectal exams. Those who did not comply with these exams were threatened with being removed from the selection process. Jamie Wright is the principal attorney for the J. Wright Law Group. They are handling this lawsuit, and she explains that these exams were a violation of privacy.
For an approximately 10-year period, the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation performed medically unnecessary rectal examinations on its applicants, both male and female, and they were told that they were prostate exams, and that if they did not submit to the prostate exam, that they would be disqualified from getting employment. Now, the reason this is problematic and is because men are not supposed to get prostate exams under the age of 50, or even then, it's if they have a history of prostate cancer, and women don't have prostates. So these are victims of a sexual crime.
So, you know, initially when we heard about this story, Christine, I'm thinking to myself, well, I mean, there might be medical reasons why the state would want that exam done, obviously, you know, for, you know, colon cancer or whatever the case may be. But she's saying, no, that's not the case. These were people who were younger than 50 who normally have that type of exam.
Well, and they were told they were prostate exams, which, no. And then women, what? I mean, it's bizarre.
So anyway, 400 corrections officers come forward anonymously saying almost the identical things happened to them, most of them stemming from Northern California and the Central Valley region.
What we know for certain is that these rectal examinations were predominantly done in Northern California. We have learned since the lawsuit was filed that this apparently also happened in the Central California area. Not everybody received these. Southern California officers did not get them. We don't know why CDCR directed its contracted medical facilities to perform these examinations. There's really not a medical reason. And the doctor actually gave a quote in the newspaper article to the SACB, you know, confirming that CDCR directed him to do this.
So then the question becomes, well, then why were they doing it?
Well, yeah, especially if an agency. So the lawsuit doesn't name a doctor, like someone, a particular someone who called for this. It names the agency.
Well, I mean, it sounds like from Jamie Wright's interview that this was a policy, indeed, just like what you said. So then we reached out to find out, you know, from Department of Corrections, and we got there was no response. They're not saying anything. They got a lawsuit. Of course, their lawyers are telling them they can't talk. It'll be interesting to hear as this moves forward what their justification is for these exams.
The motivation, yeah, which is just beyond bizarre, but just a strange case out there right now. And that's what they're suing for and why.